It is essentially a constant celebration, the entire span of our lives. When he said, "Let us keep the feast," he didn't mean it in reference to the occurrence of the Passover or Pentecost. Rather, he was indicating that the entirety of time is a celebration for Christians because of the superior quality of the blessings that have been bestowed. What good thing hasn't come to pass? The Son of God became human for you. He liberated you from death and invited you to a kingdom. Therefore, if you have received and continue to receive such blessings, it should be essential for you to keep the feast throughout your entire life. So no one should be disheartened about poverty, illness, or enemy plots. Because our entire existence is a celebration. That's why Paul says in Philippians 4:4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice." On celebration days, no one wears dirty clothes. So neither should we. As there's been a wedding, a spiritual wedding, the kingdom of heaven, he says, is like a certain king who wished to hold a wedding feast for his son. Now, where it is a king holding a wedding and a wedding for his son, what could be a grander celebration than this? So, no one should come in wearing rags. We aren't talking about literal clothes, but about unclean actions. For if someone was found at the wedding wearing dirty clothes, while everyone else was dressed nicely, they would be thrown out in disgrace. Imagine then how much purity and strictness the entrance to this spiritual wedding feast requires.